It is time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Morning Go and B104.3.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
Why should I repeat gossip? Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, on this Tuesday morning, sad news. Clive Davis, the legendary music executive, has died at age 94. Listen, y'all, the talent he nurtured over the years includes Janis Joplin, Bruce Springsteen, Whitney Houston, Carlos Santana, Aretha Franklin, Patti Smith, Alicia Keys, Kelly Clarkson, and I'm just getting started. The Grammy winner, Clive Davis, helped shape rock and roll and R&B throughout his work at Columbia Records.
I lost my parents when I was a teenager. I had $4,000 to my name. I studied law. I became a lawyer. And I, through luck, I became lawyer for Columbia Records. And one day, overnight, became its president.
Yeah. He was also with Arista, Sony during his decades-long career. R.I.P. Clive Davis. Savannah Guthrie and her siblings allegedly got a message on February 6th in which her mother's abductor, alleged abductor, apologized for her, quote, inadvertent death and offered to return her body for money. No report on whether this is actually the truth, though. Keanu Reeves will star in a Lego movie that mixes live action with animation.
Whoa.
Yeah. Actress and comedian Molly Shannon was honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. Will Ferrell and Connie Britton served as guest speakers.
There is a lot of rejection in show business, and many people will make you doubt yourself until one day you get on Saturday Night Live and become a superstar. Then they'll all finally shut their mouth except for asking you to get them tickets. Thank you, Lorne Michaels and Marcy Klein. Dreams do come true.
Yes! Good for her.
Thank you.
Ozzy Osbourne's bat thrown from his final show is going on display at a museum in Birmingham, England. And Devo and the B-52s are launching a co-headlining tour in September. That sounds fun. The Korean girl group At Heart is going viral after a fan asked how she can lose weight to fit into her skirt.
Oh, no. Oh, no!
Yeah, they told her to forget dieting and buy a new skirt. On July 11th, there will be a special screening of Jaws in Martha's Vineyard. The fans can actually watch the movie in the water where it was filmed.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, no thank you. And a dirt alert. Will Arnett snapped at his podcast co-host Jason Bateman after Jason tried to ask personal questions about Will's ex-wife, Amy Poehler.
Did you ever poo in front of Amy?
Are you looking for clicks?
No, I'm just saying.
Are you trying to get something that we can click
right,
around?
I always forget people are listening.
Yeah. The former couple, I did not know. Will Arnett and Amy Poehler were married from 2003 to 2016 and share two sons. How did I miss that? Because it doesn't really matter in the real world. All right, there you go. That's it. That's the Daily Dust.
What can I say except you're welcome?
Yeah, that.